No, but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board Games on 95BFM. Our weekly chat with Waitemata local board head Pippa Coombe.
And her collective members.
There is. Well, we have the Waitemata Citizenship Awards, and I think that's the thing that I'm most looking forward to, because so applications for nominating people are open at the moment, and it's you nominate your local heroes. And if you go to the Waitemata Local Board Facebook page or the Auckland Council website, which is very confusing, I know, but if you go in the search bar and you go Citizenship Awards, then you can have all the information in terms of the categories. We haven't had that many nominations put in through. So till May, nominations close, and you know, I really encourage you to, you know, kind of like shoulder tap a few local heroes and, you know, get them to step up and talk about what they do.
What's a local hero for you?
Can I say names?
Sure, if you want to.
Yeah. So one of my local heroes is Sarah Smith Kennedy. She is so awesome, and she is, you know, full of so much passion and purpose. Sarah is one of my local heroes. She's doing a bunch of good work for the city center area with her community gardens. She has one which is Griffiths Garden that we were talking about offline, and then Simon Street Garden, the OMG AKL.
You're looking at people with passion in the area of Waitemata and other things. What other kind of qualities do you think make a local hero, or even a hero in general?
Looking in retrospect of like the awards last time, you know, the people that got awarded were people that did good for, like, Sustainable Coastlines had a girl that received an award, Amy, and, you know, she's really passionate about, you know, limiting plastic pollution into the ocean and, you know, cleaning beaches. So that advocacy position is really important. Also groups, you know, 254 Ponsonby Road, that old Nosh, which is now a temporary Liquor King, that's going to turn into a civic square space for the community. The group behind it, they've been fighting for tooth and nail for around about 10 years for that space.
So how do you reckon we can encourage more people in the Waitemata area to become, like, take on these kind of local hero roles?
We can encourage our local residents to get more involved in becoming local heroes by showing them, you know, that it's easy to do so. Usually you think, oh, you know, I'd love to run this community project, but oh, bureaucracy, my goodness, it's just a nightmare. You know, so for us in the local board, we're trying to change that. Yes, it is challenging. Yes, you do have to do a lot of paperwork and stuff. But, you know, we've had great initiatives like this other local champion, Andrea Reed, that she's really behind pollinator paths, and she has one in Hakanoa Reserve. You know, just, you know, it's championing it, you know, coming to us, talking to us about it, and we find a way forward.
So we touched on this last week, but there's a business meeting coming up next week or the week after, perhaps the third Tuesday of every month, I believe.
Correct, yeah.
And Pippa Coombe said that people can take their ideas and deputations to these kind of meetings. As we're talking kind of about local heroes and people that inspire us, what kind of ideas do you like to see, and what ideas have you seen that have come through these meetings that have gone on to be these kind of cool ideas that we've seen spring up around the Waitemata area?
Yeah, well, one that we have currently in progress at the moment is in Freeman's Bay. We have the Freeman's Bay residents come up to us last business meeting and talk to us about the potential of planting in a new park that we opened up for them that we've just named. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to see how that takes form for Waitarawa Park in Freeman's Bay, to see if, you know, what will the planting program be. So that's one of them.
I very naively didn't even know that these things existed until last week. Well, I assumed that something similar existed. But no, it's super cool to find out that you can go to these things. How easy do you think it is to go and have a deputation at the local board?
Well, it depends on how well prepared you are, right? So, you know, we've had various different types of deputations. We've had members of the community that are very passionate about a specific topic, and they just come and express their concerns to us, and that's incredibly valid, and then we follow up on what they've raised.
So if someone was looking to, like, put together a deputation to present to council, what kind of things do you think are really cool to see, or really help your case when you're presenting a deputation to council?
Slides are a good idea. Pictures are a good idea. Contacting the local board services. So there is a lady called Liz, and Liz Clem, she is the Democracy Services, and she's the point of contact in the local board. She will receive your PDF or slides or whatever. I think a really good thing is see the potential of you leading this project in terms of the deputation. I think you get more success when you take charge of the community project and you seek for support from council or from the local board in terms of community grant or just to listen to them or just have community facilities assist. But something that we like to see and something that we see that has greater long-term impact is when, you know, when you come for a deputation, you have an idea, you take the leadership of this and we just come and support you.
What kind of, we kind of briefly touched on this last week, but what kind of ways can the council or local board support new people's ideas?
So it's kind of sad because the grant is really modest. You know, we in the local board, we don't have lots of big buckets of money to give away, but we do give some form of grants, and you know, they have to be community orientated, they have to impact the community, they have to have some sustainability impact or initiatives tied into it. It's great because, you know, we've been able to help the LGBTQ community, we've been able to help community gardens, we've been able to help community facilities, park events.
So you touched on two things there that I'm going to run with, and that is kind of impact on community and sustainability. What do you think sustainability is, or what is it for you?
Well, there's two things. You know, there is the business side of sustainability, which is making thing that something runs on its own resources, you know, without having to consume much of everything. But then there is the green sustainability side of things. And, well, I guess for me, it's, you know, carbon footprint is a really serious thing, and personally, I'm trying to make more decisions in trying to live more responsibly so I don't emit that much of plastic pollution or carbon footprint. So I biked here, I have my Keep Cup, you know, I was at the Go Green Expo on the weekend and I got some dental tabs and a bar shampoo of soap to limit my plastic pollution side of things. It's also very tricky because in terms of my role, I really want to encourage residents to be smart with their waste, not only because of what I do with the Pallet Kingdom, but also the amount of rubbish that I see that is scattered around our parks isn't really good for our environment, you know, and if we could be a little bit more responsible about, you know, our cans and our bottles and stuff, then things would be a little bit better for, you know, our future.
Are there other ways, aside from being sustainable, which you can have a good impact on your community?
Other ways instead of us being sustainable?
Not just instead of, like, so I would argue that being sustainable has a good impact on your community or those around you at least. Well, not just around you, really, everyone. Yeah. What other ways alongside sustainability do you think people can have a good impact on their community?
I think communication is really important. I think taking some time, just like what you did at the Simon Street Gardens, I think that's incredible, and you know, kudos for that, because what you've done is that you've donated time to your local community in terms of these veggies and stuff, so I think that's great. Another way is getting involved in residents associations, you know, making sure that you have a say on council consultations and stuff. Those three things are really important in terms of actually generating impact for your community, is donating time, making sure what council is about to do in terms of development in your area, and make sure that you have a say, is very, very crucial as well.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside down snake.
Board games on 95 BFM.